if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no, what a one, no.
Well, it might be we'd caught a big string of them, or maybe we hadn't caught none at all.
Okay. Did you ever say, I didn't catch nary one? Or?
Yes, didn't catch nary one, didn't catch a fish this time.
Okay. And, say if you had a good yield, you'd say, we raised a big, what, if we raised a big?
Bounty, I reckon, of wheat. a big ton of wheat or something, maybe.
Uh-huh. What about corn? You'd say we raised a big crib of corn.
A crib of corn or something.
Okay.
Yeah. Big crib of corn is what we think.
And, say if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you...
Got them all cleaned off. Got nothing else there.
And when you cut the hay off a piece of land and it comes back up again in the same year enough so that you can cut it again, you'd call that the...
Cutting it...
Twice or the second cutting or something.
Well, we cut it both year, each year.
Mm-hmm.
We'd cut it out.
What do you call a crop that hasn't been planted but that comes up anyway that year?
Grass.
Or say if you planted some, something, the year before and it came on up that year.
Well, we just have to say it came the second time.
Uh-huh. Give here volunteer?
A volunteer and come up. Yeah, they do that a lot of times.
What sort of things do that?
Corn. Corn will come up sometimes, and most any kind of seed will. Mm-hmm. Come up the second time if they have a half a chance.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes if they won't come if you kind of look after it, you know, and then don't plow it up or something, or you know, it would come up if it was let alone, but after you plow over it, it disturbs it some way or another, causes the nut to come through, doesn't it?
Talking about how much corn you raised, you might say we raised 40
bushels.
Okay. And you say wheat is tied up into a...
Tied up where we can't get no... Wheat for flour?
Cut wheat, you say wheat is tied up into a...
Bundles.
And then the bundles are piled up into a...
Piles.
Okay. And the part of the barn that you put the hay in is called the...
Hay barn.
Hay barn?
For the upper part.
Oh, loft. Then the loft. The loft. That's the loft.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Well, I reckon you just have to separate it from the other.
Whip it out.
Uh-huh, and whip it out to itself.
The grain off of the stubble.
You have to, you can't let it go together, because if you do, if you mix it in, you've got to separate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you whip it to itself.
Mm-hmm.
Each one of them is whipped to their... the corn, it's always put up, piled out to itself, and the others, it's whipped out, you know.
Mm-hmm. And,